With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, woman I love is her name Ramona. She kind of looks like Tempest Storm. She can dance like a little Egypt. She works down at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Ramona's got a keen sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much is
Ray Wiley Hubbard. It's a reptile. I got a funny feeling he had been around New Braunfels long enough to know what the snake farm really was. I was, Eric says,
I've never been. I've been by it many time, but I've never stopped in.
Back in the day, you know what it was, right?
Yes, I know what it was.
Okay.
It was a reptile house.
Yeah, it was a reptile house. That's what it was.
With houses behind the reptiles.
Houses behind it, yeah.
Different creatures.
Yeah, maybe they sort of like a chicken ranch. That's where we will stop now. see, my older brothers would say, "Are you going there and ask for a change for a 20?" And they say, "Well, that's where I'll stop now. I'm going to want to get in trouble." But yeah, Reptile House still there, but it's not what it was back in the day. Let's put it that away. But that's still a damn good song. Hey, folks, we have a great If you didn't hear yesterday's show, The Great Outdoors, go catch it on podcast. You know, just go up to the front page, put your mouse on or your cursor on podcast. It'll drop down, hit, The Great Outdoors, and it'll come up. And Great Outdoors and the Sunday Sportsman, both of them come up at the same time. Hit yesterday's date and The Great Outdoors, and it was a good show. That last three segments with Robin Rikers, with he's director of coastal fisheries for Texas Parks and Wildlife. That was good. Oh, yeah. That was good.
He's up there with Greg Stuntz.
Yeah.
I can see why that they're colleagues.
Yeah. Yeah. They. I enjoy visiting with both of them. And it's the first time we ever had Robin Rikers on. I was really looking forward to getting him on when he says, "Yeah, I can do that."
What I liked, it was information. It wasn't anything about politics or this, that, the other. Nope. It was just straight up conservation.
Yep. And I've got to get the whitetail guys on, deer and such as that, and the turkey. You got the turkey guys and the quail guys and the deer guys. There's so many biologists that I want to get on. And I think we've finally got the good thing. That reputation that we believe in them. We're not here to badmouth them. We're not here to.
No, we're here. We're here to use their information to
exactly
spread the information.
Yeah, to get that out to the family. And
because the more you know, there you go.
Yeah. Next thing I want to do is now. I think next week. It looks like we may have Bob Lusko. I believe we're going to have Bob on to talk.
He's always fun.
Oh, Bob's always good. I've known Bob a long time.
He could do a whole two-hour show. Easy, no problem.
Easy. Well, he released their training modules. And I guess you can go to pondboss.com and find them.
So it's like going to one of his seminars.
Yeah. You know, his but Wizard of Water thing. He's trying to get more apprentice wizards.
That's good. You need them.
Yeah, we do. And it'll be fun, and we want to talk about that and how you can go find them and where you can find them and what they're going to be talking about. But basically, you know, Chico told us yesterday that it's classes. It's Chico was there with cameras, running the cameras, while Bob was doing the his Institute of Higher Pondology. And, when he was teaching class, or if he had somebody else come in and teach class. And they're talking about different ways of building ponds, different things to put in the ponds. You know, where do you want to have that shale or gravel over there? Do you want to have rocks over here? Do you want to have your logs and trees in here? What do you want to do with the pond? Are you wanting to raise big bass? Do you want to just raise brim and bluegill? And
maybe you just want a turtle pond.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, you can have something to shoot at with a 22.
I thought you did that with bullfrogs. Guess you could do that too. Yeah. My dad would.
Oh yeah, you shot bullfrogs with 22. Most time
see a head gigged, pop up.
Yeah, most time we gigged them. But now you got me thinking. Damn, I want to find someplace to go find me some frog legs. Frog legs, that's some of the best eating there is out there. Hey family, but if anybody knows where we can go find some good bullfrog legs and fry them, yeah, let me know. I bet you what's the seafood place over on North Austin?
Quality Seafood.
I wonder if they do bullfrog legs. I'll have to find out.
I know, I didn't realize bullfrogs were in the sea.
Well, hell, I don't know.
I don't know, but if it's seafood, I'd figure that. You know,
hey, Jack Gilmore, text me. Tell me where I can go find. I bet you they fry them at Quality Seafood. And Jackson, yeah. Hey, Kent, we're talking seafood. Well,
it sounds like creek food.
Yeah, it does. I don't know. You just got me hungry for frog legs now. So, hell, I'm hungry. Eggs wouldn't be bad. Scrambled eggs and frog legs. Scrambled eggs and frog legs.
Eggs and legs.
Eggs and legs and toast. Toast, eggs, and legs.
And then some kegs later. So we got kegs, legs, and eggs.
Kegs, legs, and eggs. Yeah. We better stop before we get in trouble. But here in just a little bit, we'll be visiting with Sean. And I still want some fried frog legs. And then we're going to visit with Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters. Then Don Gordon. You know, yesterday they had Texas Tournament Zone on Buchanan. So we'll find out. I don't know if we'll find out a whole lot about that or not. But you can always go to TTZ1.com to find out what who won and all that kind of stuff. Then we're going to have Kimry Duda on. Then we'll have, Jim Maury, Central Texas Water Coalition. We're getting almost out of time. Oh, 2 minutes. Okay. Minute and a half. So, family, we're just getting started. We got 2 hours. Looking forward to visiting with y'all. And if you want to get up on Buchanan, we can tell you all about that. In fact, I may tell you about that the last segment of the show. But check out striperfever.com if you want to get the kids out and do some striper fishing on Buchanan. And also, if you need a place to stay, check out alexanderpoint.com. We have cabins. They're just fishing cabins. Nothing fancy, nothing like that. They're just fishing cabins. Check them out, and we'll get you out on the water. One way or another, crappie fishing or the crappie are biting on Buchanan in the shallows. Black crappie been in there for about 2 weeks now. The whites, the females are starting to show up. So, yeah, everything's good. Strippers have been a little tough, but I think that's going to turn around here real quick. Family, I got to get out of here. We got to thank Callahan's General Store for being the sponsor. And we got to thank y'all for getting up this morning and tuning in. And thank Eric for making it all sound good. We'll see y'all on the other side, family. Thank you, Callahan.
Making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Good word is we'll head up to Belton and visit with Sean up there, find out what's happening up in that part of the world. And wind's blowing a little bit, but it's cooled off, and I'm ready for the cooler weather, because Thursday and Friday were both over 90, almost 95, and I had to work bees Thursday, and damn, that suit gets hot. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I tell you what, it's a lovely day. Like you said, though, past few days been kind of windy. Today, not as bad, but still, you know, stiff wind. And I tell you what, you got a lot of courage, Steve, working with them bees, because I ain't that mad at them to get in a suit and go jump in the ring with them.
Well, you know, it's, you learn so much off of them. That's just, wow, that's all I'll say. And bees, you know, back in the 70s, they didn't have the varroa mites, and it was just a lot easier to mess with bees. And by the way, get some good honey out of them too. And if you have never had, and I'll have to bring you some one of these days, honey out of a hive. If you just eat the honey that's in the big box stores, shame on you. That's all I'll say.
It ain't nothing like fresh honey, because, they say fresh honey from the county, you know, surrounding county or whatever that you live in, that's the best allergy medicine you could ever think about having.
Pretty good. Now, people that, if you're just going down the road and you see a sign there that says honey for sale, and you get down there and there's a guy standing there with a in the back of his pickup and got ice chest there, and you pull up and visit with him, and if he, and he'll say, yeah, I got my hives back there, and they're all back there, and that's where I raise my bees, and I gather my honey, and that's just a local guy, and you can buy honey off of him, and I guarantee you that honey is so much better than what you get in the big box stores, or go to the farmer's market, visit with the guys there. They'll have honey in there, and there's the beekeepers are there, and where they've been raising their bees in the apiaries, and there's so much difference in that honey than the stuff you get in the stores. That's all I'll say. It's much better.
Especially my grandpa would always chew on the comb.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some good stuff.
And that's what I was doing Thursday. I was we were checking mites, and we were putting quick strips in, formic acid strips to get rid of the mites, and just getting everything ready to go. And I've been putting the swarm traps out, and that's all I'll say. It's been busy. If you think that beekeepers don't work, shame on you. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
But,
you know, if I was to get in one of them suits like you do, though, I think them bees would probably try. They find a way to get inside.
Oh, they will. That's some of the crawlingest dang things. They'll find a hole, and they'll sit there and push and push, and you'll hear them. And then all of a sudden, there's one in the mask with you, inside with you. And you say, oh, hell. And you start beating yourself on top of the head trying to kill it.
Yeah, and you ain't doing nothing
but you. You're sitting there, damn, I hope nobody's videoing this as you're sitting hitting yourself in the head.
Yeah.
You been fishing anywhere?
Yeah, in fact, yesterday in that 30-mile-an-hour wind, Steelhouse was pretty good. We ended up with best five. We had just over 20 pounds. We had a 6 and a 5, and, you know, and then filled out the limit with some 3-pounders. But, you know, this day and time when the bite's good and the fish are, you know, moving in and out, you know, somebody always finds a bigger bag.
Oh, yeah.
So it's taking 30 pounds to win a tournament on Steelhouse. But I'll take 20 pounds any day of the week. I, you know, may not be, you know, cash a check on some of these lakes, but, you know, 20 pounds is, you know, pretty decent deal.
Oh, heck yeah.
If I could get 20 pounds in a couple of weeks in the Boat World Tournament, I don't think there'd be a doubt in the mind that I'll get a check in that one.
Oh, that worked. Now, have you been fishing Belton any?
Yeah, last weekend we were on Belton. We had a jackpot. We fished on Sunday. It took, you know, the past two Sundays, it's taken, you know, 25 and 28 pounds to win on Belton. You know, they had an 11-2 weight in, and then the week prior to that, they had one that just went over 10. Well, last Sunday, everything got knocked back down to reality. It took 14 pounds to win last week, and big fish was 349, and we ended up fourth, and they paid three spots, so we were just, you know, ounces out of getting a check. We had 11. We weighed in our five weight 11:17, and it took 11:22 to get a check.
Oh,
so
heck.
We were right there.
So, is there any particular color better than others?
I've been throwing a green pumpkin yum dinger, and then we've also been throwing that green pumpkin red grande bass, that rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're throwing a jig, we're throwing that blue color. That way it kind of mimics a crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it also, you know, resembles the perch. So anything with a green or a perch color, you know, is going to work. Right now is the best, and the topwater bite is fixing to take off because the shad spawn, you know, for the fishermen out there, they all know what that shad spawn is.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know what that shad spawn is, and it's about to really get into high swing, and, you know, the fish are fixing to get really active.
Yep, and also the shad spawn. Early in the mornings, you get down by the bank, and you see all those shad running the bank, folks. If you don't know what that is, that's threadfin shad spawning, and that is just buffet for the fish, whether it's catfish, whether it's white bass, whether it's largemouth. Just tie you on something that looks like a shad, maybe just a silver spoon, and go to chunking, because you can catch some fish.
Yeah, you may not catch nothing. I mean, you can, you know, you might get lucky and catch something big, but when that shad spawn's on, you're going to catch a lot of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll get a few, you know, your bigger fish in there, but you'll get a lots of numbered fish. And, you know, that's when you take them kids out there and get them off that Xbox, and you go out there and you just have fun.
Yep. Now, on Buchanan, we're catching some fish, stripers, shallow, up on the banks on topwater lures.
Wow, I bet that's fun.
Oh, that is a fun. My biggest one's 21-8 on a topwater lure on Buchanan. Yeah,
I bet that was a fight and a half.
Oh,
dude.
It was fun. But if you want to get out there and catch a bunch of fish. Well, topwater's fun, let me tell you. But you can get out there and you see a little shad running. You can catch a bunch of white bass. You can catch, and also if you're seeing some big white bass, I want to make sure that they're not hybrids. Hybrid has to be 18 inches. White bass, what was it, 10?
I think they have to be 10.
10 inches, yeah. And crappie, 10 inches.
Don't they?
Huh?
Don't the white bass or the striper hybrid, one of them has the tooth patch.
Yep, they got the tooth patch. A white bass has a solid tooth patch in the back on his tongue. A hybrid and a striper will have two tooth patches.
Yeah, one on each side.
Yep. But, folks, just watch out what you're doing, because that game warden will write you up if you have an undersized hybrid or an undersized striper, and you're sitting there trying to tell him, oh, no, that's a white bass. He'll look at you and say, sir, I know the difference.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you can't argue with the game warden, because they're going to be right 99.900 times.
Is there any tournaments we need to know about going on?
The media bass team event is today on Belton. Yesterday they had their individual deal. I don't know, hadn't heard nothing about weight.
Okay.
I know TTZ.
Buchanan yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday I hadn't seen no weights. And then I think the last Sunday in April we're having the Texas Boat World. I believe it's the last qualifying tournament of the season, and then our championships in May. So, okay. Yeah, we got a busy couple weeks coming up. So hopefully the fish will still cooperate
Couple weeks. And throw yum dingers. And have you ever tried bubble gum? And I'm almost out of time, so.
I haven't, but Misty has. She's thrown a bubblegum fluke on a weightless hook, and, yeah, she wore me out with that. I just can't. I can't throw it.
Tell them how to find you, brother.
My phone number is 254-702-9218, or they can email me, SeanUson@hotmail.com.
Sean, we appreciate it. Tell Mitsu we said hello, and be good. Y'all tell everybody.
All right, buddy. Y'all be good too.
Take care.
All right, buddy.
Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Next, we're going to talk to will be Jerry, Deep Sea Headquarters, then Don Gordon. So, got to tell Callahan's thank you. Oh, they're closed today. They'll be open tomorrow. Go get your stuff for the garden tomorrow at Callahan's. See y'all in a little bit, family. Thank you, Callahan.
My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Got out of town on a boat from the Southern Islands.
Is here the Southern Islands or the Southern Cross? And then you know who next is. That's Jerry. That's Jerry's own song. What are you talking to?
I was talking to Mr. Bates, Lauren Bates. He's going to go fishing with us, and he called to ask me how we smoke that kingfish like he hears about on the radio.
Well, you got to get fire and then a little bit of wood and put it in there. Do you soak your wood in water first?
I do not.
I get a good smoke, and I learned that one when I'm using charcoal briquettes. I'll light the charcoal briquettes up, and then I'll take my hickory or my pecan or my oak, and I'll soak them and then put over the top of the charcoal briquettes. And
gives you a lot more smoke.
Yeah, gets you a lot more smoke.
But I've been using, I got a hold of a little bit of a green wood. I've been using just that green wood, and it really smokes.
Yeah, same thing. Okay.
But you know, you gotta that on this fish, you want a coal smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's I smoked a speckled trout fillet last night.
Ooh.
The fillet was 26 inches long.
It was 23 inches long yesterday.
Yeah, 26.
Oh, it grew. It grew 3 inches.
This is not the same fish. This is not the same fish.
Oh, okay.
So, and you know what? The saddest part of it is I still haven't caught one. I keep getting these fish, but I haven't caught one yet.
So everybody feels sorry for you, so they bring you fish?
Kind of. You know, my buddy Lloyd, he says, here, take this fish. I know you can't catch one. Sometimes I have to tell him a bad word.
I bet. Are they
so? Yesterday,
uh-huh,
we had the 12-hour state water trip go out, and they did pretty darn good.
Oh, that worked.
Yeah, red snapper, redfish, and everything. But some of the people came in and said, "Jerry," I said, "Yes, we want you to know that you tell the truth. You are not a liar." And we threw up.
Oh, yeah. But don't throw up in the bathroom. Just because right. You feel have that feeling don't mean you have to run to the bathroom. Just puke over the side of the boat.
The one guy's wife said, "Oh, no, they kept fishing, but I had to go move to the other side of the boat."
I bet.
Because I didn't like it. I said, "I don't blame you, ma'am." Yeah, but they caught a lot of fish. There's a bunch of happy campers. They got back. They caught fish. And they were back on dry land. I had a bunch of happy people.
And had your happy fish cleaners, too.
Happy fish cleaners. They were a little late yesterday. We had another little meeting.
Oh, no.
But it'll be all right. When they're here, as far as the fish cleaning part of it goes, I'm going to tell you, they're as good a fish cleaner as you've ever seen. I'm embarrassed when I get in there and try to help them.
Better than Mary Ann.
I'm going to tell you what. They have a better attitude.
No doubt.
Even when they're late. I've never seen these guys throw a 50-pound stingray like a Frisbee out into the harbor.
Or if you made Mary Ann mad, she'd throw the knife at you.
I'm going to tell you. And she was good at that.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
I'm going to tell you, she don't miss. That was a, you know, we weren't making as much money, but we were having a little more fun back then.
Oh, we were having a hell of a lot of fun when I was coming down there.
Oh, my gosh.
I can tell you some stories.
The captain came in and said, "You know our purse trap?" I said, "Yes, we have several of them." "No, the one that I hang off my boat?" "Yes." And this is back in the Mary Ann days.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, I shouldn't even say this, there's a dead sea turtle in it.
Oh, no. No. Oh,
I
no.
I said, and this is 4 o'clock in the morning, you know. We're going on a tuna trip. And they're catching perch. I said, "No, it doesn't." "Yeah, Jerry, I can assure you. It does not."
No, it does not have one in. No, no way in hell.
He goes, "Oh, gotcha. Bye."
Yeah, it does not have one in it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's been longer than 7 years ago.
Yeah, those were in the days when we did things a little differently. We're kinder, gentler people these days. There goes the boat. Did you hear the horn?
Oh, yeah.
If I couldn't hear that on it. There goes the boat. There goes the first boat.
Was that Bob Senior's time back in when Bob Senior had the place?
Yeah. You didn't see Bob Senior very much.
Uh-uh.
Only in the meetings.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bob Jr. would say, "So here's what's going on. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this." And then it would be Bob Senior's turn, and he would say, "Well, forget everything. Junior told you, here's what we're going to do."
Yeah.
He was definitely the boss. You know, we lost him last year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, lost Bob Sr. last year, and he was, my goodness, way up there.
Yeah, he was way up there.
Way up there. He was close to 90.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, he was the boss. Even when we put the pirate ship in here and he was getting, you know, up, he was getting up in age then, he came in and he was still the boss. He said exactly how it was going to be.
Yep.
What a good man.
Oh, yes.
And a man of his word.
Yep. And Captain Kelly was a captain. And does he still run Gulf Eagle?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. When you become the boss, you don't have to.
Oh, okay. You don't have to run a boat anymore?
You don't have to run the boat anymore.
But Captain Kelly was he ran the Gulf Eagle. And
he ran them all. He ran all these boats here for a while. He ran one of the cat boats up at the Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh, hey. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he worked all around here, and his dad was a great fisherman too. His dad always came up and said hello to me because his name was Jerry and he could remember my name.
And the reason I'm telling y'all all this is because we wanted you to know that when you see Captain Kelly's deep sea headquarters, you can know Captain Kelly was a fisherman. He ran all of the boats. He did it all. You know it's done right.
He's still he is still a captain.
Yep.
He's still got his captain's license, and he comes out and runs one of the private boats every once in a while, you know. And he runs the boat in Costa Rica very often. In fact, that's where he is right now. Oh, no. Yes. Yeah, they left yesterday. I was going to say they're leaving this afternoon, but they left yesterday afternoon. Again, me and you didn't go.
Nope, we didn't go.
Oh, well, one of these days.
One of these days we'll have to go. I got both shots. I can go anywhere I want to now.
Really? I'm due for my next one in about 10 days.
Eric's getting his. We just found out. His wife texted him, says, "You're getting a shot." And Eric says, "Hey, no damn way I'm getting a shot."
You take him kicking and screaming.
Excuse me, if your wife said you're getting it, decision over with.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I swear. Well, I'm going to tell you, the first shot, my arm was a little bit sore the next day if I pressed on it, mm-hmm. but it didn't hurt to move my arm. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any other side effects, but they tell me the second shot may be something.
It didn't bother me at all.
Oh, nothing.
Just proves your immune system is working.
Yeah, it didn't bother me at all. Now, the people that have if they take the first shot and it affects them, they have had COVID already.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they're saying. All it is, the antibodies kicked in to take care of the shot, and
their immune system was already,
yes.
already said, oh, yeah, yes. and it said, oh, we're not going to get that again.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be darned. Learn something new every day on this radio.
You got about a minute. You got about a minute.
Listen, hey, so this is the last weekend of Red Snapper. So
okay.
if you didn't sign up and you're not going today, you missed.
Okay.
You missed out. So we're going to start our offshore trips. I had two offshore trips this week, finally, first time in 3 months.
And they caught lots of fish.
They did really well. A lot of vermilion snapper, quite a few kingfish. I mean, I was really surprised they come in with, you know, 15 or 20 kingfish and some sharks and a couple of big sharks. So I think things are good. Fishing, water's warming up. Fishing's going to be good. Y'all come see us.
Tell them how to get there. And how to get over to
Kelly's deep sea headquarters. When you get off the ferry, you can't miss us. We're the first place on the left. We got this big red pirate ship here. It says, as you heard a moment ago, sign says Captain Kelly's deep sea headquarters.
Thanks.
Call me ahead of time. Jerry, 361-749-5597.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Got to thank Callahan's General Store. Thank y'all for tuning in. See y'all on the other side. Thank you, Callahan's. Don Gordon next.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone.
Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there? Louisiana.
Good word is we found Don Gordon, and we're going to find out what's going on in the tournament world. And let's see, yesterday we had Donnie O'Neill, and we talked about the Wednesday Nighter that's happening on Lake Austin. Yeah, and we also had Charles Whited on, and we talked about TTZ1 going on Lake Buchanan yesterday. And
yes, sir.
It ought to be, let's see, we had something going on Limestone or up there something. Don Gordon was, Sean was telling us about something up there.
I think that's media.
Okay.
I think he's fishing the media individuals or team, but I think it's media individuals. And, I wanted to talk about the TTZ Tuesday Nighters are back in full swing. We weren't able to do them last year.
No.
And so what we got exactly the same format. It's Tuesday from 6:30 to 10 o'clock at night. $40 entry. It is a team tournament. And we've been having some real good turnouts. Week before, we had 27 teams. This week, we had 25 teams. And everybody is catching some decent fish. Hunter Price and Wyatt Ray got first place. And they had 14.54, and they got a $375 payday. And nobody brought in a big bass. That big bass has to be over 7 pounds. So we roll the big bass until somebody breaks that. And sometimes the big bass rollover gets way up there. I think we had one that we had almost $1,500 in the big bass rollover.
I was just sitting here thinking, y'all need to get Trace to fish that tournament. I mean, he just goes out there and catches one fish that's 16.40.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, I've been fishing that lake for 40 years and never caught one that big.
16.40. When I had him on the show last week and visited with him, he says, yeah. He says, I looked at that female, and I knew it was a big bass, and I chunked, and I chunked, and I chunked, and I tied something else on. Chunk and chunk and tie something else on. And finally, I forgot what he said, she hit. And he says, when she hit, I thought she's only a 7-pound bass. When she hit, he says, I knew she's bigger than 7 pounds.
Yeah, over double.
Yeah. He says, I called my grandpa just as soon as I got it in the boat. Grandpa, I got a big damn bass here. I don't know how big it is, but it's big. And I think it's grandpa who told him to call Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there, wow, what a story. You know, the first thing he calls is his grandpa, because that's who taught him how to fish.
I think that's awesome.
It is.
I'm doing that with my grandkids.
Well, good.
I've had them out there fishing these. And just so everybody knows, this is a real friendly format. And we do youth adult, and we really encourage that. And a lot of people bring young kids out there, and they have the time of their life. And just also, I want to throw this out there. If you bring a youth and they catch a fish, I don't care how big it is, we'll take pictures so you document that in front of the TTZ logo. And it's something kind of cool. I got a great picture of my grandson holding a 4-pounder, and he's all smiles.
You know, that's what I love about TTC Texas Tournament Zone is if you're fishing the regular tournament and you have a youth on the boat with you, it's not as much money to fish that tournament.
No, it's discounted.
Yeah.
It's all to encourage youth in the outdoors.
Yep. To get you, to take your kids, take your neighbor kid, take anybody, get them out there in the outdoors, get them fishing. And I forgot what Brian told me it was. Regular is like 200, and I think with the youth it's 150. Yeah, 150. Yes, that's great. I mean, that's one thing, the reason I really push Texas Tournament Zone is they put on a damn good show, put on a good tournament, and they're not just thinking about, well, okay, this is how we're going to make money. They're saying, you know, if we have a kid on there, let's only charge them 100 and a half. That is all right in my book.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about making money. It's about getting the youth in the outdoors.
Yep. And we got to have more off of that. I assure you we do. And so I wonder how many people fish Buchanan. That was a bunch of boats out there. I just saw them when I got in yesterday, and there was a bunch of boats when I got there, and it was still. I got home about 11 o'clock. There was a bunch of boats in our slough fishing because I told them there was some big bass in our slough.
Oh, I know. you know I fish your dock.
No, I know. You know that there's a female underneath that dock. We feed her the shad out of the bait tanks, and she's every bit 10 pounds.
Oh yeah.
And those people come up there, and when we're throwing shad out, they're sitting there chunking right up in there where that shad. I says, you can't catch her. She can tell the difference.
She's been eating those scraps for a lot of years.
Max, he's had her on the hook one time, and didn't pull her in. I mean, she spit the hook, but had her on the hook one time. He says, Dad, she's every bit of 10, maybe 11 pounds. Oh, yeah. Good. And there's several of them. There's some several sixes and eights in there, too.
Right.
So, yeah. But
yes, they're fat and sassy, and they're not real interested in, you know, going outside the range. They'll sit there and patiently wait.
Yep.
Until they know, you know, you're dumping out your bait tank.
Yep. They hear that boat come in, and here they come.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Where is the Tuesday Nighter? Tell everybody
Tuesday
about it.
Tuesday Nighter is at Mansfield Dam. Mm-hmm. The takeoff is at 6:30, so you need to get there ahead of time. You sign up, pay your money, and then you launch your boat, and we do a control takeoff. You will draw a number, and that chip has to be on the table before 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. At 10 o'clock is the cutoff. We close it, and people that are dragging late and stuff, mm-hmm. they don't get to weigh in. So it's real strict. That chip has to be on the table at 10 o'clock.
And
it's cash payout. Everybody pays cash, and it's cash payout. It's immediate. All the funds are distributed right there. But we are still masking up and wanting people to keep social distance in. So we get one person up there at a time signing in, passing money.
Now, what's been the right color? What's been the color that you want to be throwing?
Right now, I've been throwing a little more active baits out there, Ken. I've been throwing swim baits.
Mm-hmm.
We were using Alabama rigs. That's kind of getting over now,
mm-hmm.
but you can still catch some fish. But the fish, you'll find some that are still garden fry on the beds. You'll find some that are probably going to come up and spawn late,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them are post-spawn, and they're starting to move a little bit offshore and especially into the marinas. They're going to be moving into the marinas. There's a huge population that are in all the marinas on Lake Travis, and that's some of your better fish.
Now,
because they're hard to fish in those. With the zebra mussels on all those tables and stuff.
Yep.
It'll break your heart, but it'll also make you well. So.
Yeah. Those zebra mussels are as sharp as razor blades. Now, what was it? The line that Trace told us to use. 17, a Brace X? A Brace X.
A Brace X is really good, and I have stepped up to a really high-end line that I used to use. It's Gamma Line.
Okay. Tell them how to find you, brother.
512-784-7793. Give me a holler, and we can get out on the water. Thank you, Ken.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Tom. Have a good one.
Okay.
Hey, get old Don Gordon. He'll get you fishing. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Next will be Kim Reduta, I hope. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Thank you, Callahans, and thank you, family. See you in a bit.
Why do I need to see those blue eyes looking at me that way again? After the way she did me, it's a sin. How could she just walk out and leave me after all these nights in her arms? Look where I am. And I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
We found Kim Reduta. And good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Hey, Ken. Good morning.
Not, my next guest, and I know will be Jim Mowry. And Jim is with Central Texas Water Coalition, which is kind of the, I don't want to say, a watchdog group of LCRA, making sure our Highland Lakes, you know, they don't just go to pulling water out and sending them out and drying it up like they did, in 2011, 2008, something like that. And Buchanan was 30-something feet low and Travis was 66 feet low, you know, because they are pulling water. So LCRA, they're not a, they have their place, but they shouldn't use it the way they do. Does that come across right?
Well, I think so. I mean, with every big organization, you're going to have some pretty stellar people driving what they do.
Yep.
And then maybe not so stellar people,
yeah,
collecting a paycheck.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we call bureaucracy, maybe.
Yeah.
Is there's just a lot of levels you've got to get through, and some people are really motivated and excited about their job, and some people aren't. And, you know, hopefully whoever you're working with is motivated to help you get what you need to get done. And I've been in the business so long, Ken, that I've worked with some incredible partners, and I've also worked with some partners that,
yeah,
I thought were going to be incredible, and not so much. And and I also think that it's the individuals that you work with that really make the difference. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all the individuals that work for these bureaucracies that are championing for small businesses and helping us get what we need to get done, and also keeping, you know, the big picture in mind as to why they're there. And I can tell you, there's one individual that works for the LCRA that is just awesome. This guy works so hard to make sure that all of our water quality data is up to date and intact, and that's Danny Apodaca. And he's been doing it for so long. And Danny is, you know, I'm pretty sure he's understaffed because, you know, taking all the water quality samples at LCRA is a big job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he, the Expedition School, helps Danny quite a bit because we know it's important data for the public to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you better bet the public wants to know what our water quality
right
is, especially, you know, if you're paddling on waters that, you know, the water quality isn't so healthy. And, you know, big news here in Austin, the cyanobacteria,
blue-green algae
is bad news, mm-hmm. for especially for dogs. And we get that question all the time. And, you know, Bob Lust does a fantastic job,
mm-hmm.
of explaining it. And so do the scientists that are involved with keeping a pulse on the health of the water quality, on what cyanobacteria is and why it's dangerous to dogs and pets and why it's not so dangerous to humans. And really, you know, that's the type of data we want to get back to the general public. And one of the great ways we do that is by doing water quality testing on a volunteer basis. And we send that water quality, those water quality tests and the results back to Danny at the LCRA. And he single-handedly publishes that information for the great state of Texas. So I just want to give a shout out to people like Danny working for these big institutions that, you know, it's just one guy,
yep.
compiling and crushing all this data. And he's also training all the volunteers, because without the volunteers doing water quality testing, we wouldn't have the data that we have. So when you get on the LCR website and you're looking at water quality, you're looking at the effort of volunteers taking that water quality throughout the state and sending it to one guy that's then publishing that data. So if anybody has any interest in volunteering in doing water quality testing, we really advocate that you help us out, because it takes, you know, strength in numbers, because all of us need to be watchdogs for what's going on in our waterways.
Yep. And right now, especially because how do I want to say, we haven't gone out, people are starting to say this looks like 2011. 2011, we had that cold spell like we had this year. Now, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, it's getting dry. So are we going to have the inflow of water to keep the blue-green algae out? Don't know. Are we going to start going down? Is LCRA going to start sending water downstream to municipalities and rice farmers and such as that? Are we going to, and spending the generators producing electricity? So, I don't know. I don't know how. I'm not a great fan of the LCRA. I am in a way, and I'm not. I know they're a needed institution, but they don't need to stretch their net as big as it is. Officers, water, you know, the guys that are on the lake, the officers of LCRA have as much power as a game warden and a Texas Ranger. Now, why did the guys that wrote their bylaws do that? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and I can tell you, again, it's strength in numbers, Ken,
mm-hmm.
and how we help patrol and safeguard these waterways. And I can tell you, being an Austin resident and also paddling on all the rivers in Texas, and even going down to surf in the Gulf of Max, it's all connected.
Yep.
And, you know, we as individuals and guides who utilize the waterways need to do our part in making sure that, one, we're providing safe experiences for our clientele, and two, making sure that we're doing our part in helping pick up trash, and three, you know, another great way to do it is reporting anything that we know is just not right. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways we're doing that with the Expedition School is we're helping do water quality testing to send in to Danny at the LCRA to publish that data for the community at large. And that data is up to date. And so we're trying to do it after a big rain, and anytime we suspect any type of illegal dumping. And, you know, we feel that that's a great use of our time that we can give back to the overall community. And, you know, we've got great working relationships with everybody that patrols those waters, because really, you know, we need to lean in on them as much as possible. We were just visited actually by Texas Parks and Wildlife Department game warden, mm-hmm. and he was great, you know. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I just, you know, and again, Lake Police for Austin Police Department, those women and men that work for the Lake Police are just awesome. And, again, underfunded and understaffed. Yep. And so, you know, we just need to do our part to make sure that we're making their jobs easier, not harder.
You got your paddle boards and kayaks to rent this weekend?
You betcha. It is awesome. We'd love to see y'all on Town Lake in Austin, right in the heart of the best city in Texas. And I know those are fighting words. ExpeditionSchool.com. We rent those paddle boards, canoes, and kayaks, and we'll even teach you some safety tricks and paddling techniques.
Thanks,
Ken, for everything that you do.
Appreciate it, ma'am. Be good.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Got to thank Callahan's General Store. They're closed today. They'll be open tomorrow. Go by there and see them. Tell them we sent you by. Thank you, Callahan's, and family, thank y'all for tuning in. See you in a little bit. Jim Murray, Central Texas Water Coalition, next. Bye.
Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night will whisper to me, I'm lonesome.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
How high is the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats, 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising.
Well, I'm not so sure. Let's see. Ours are dropping. I wish we'd get enough rain to make a rise come down the river. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Super, super. Thank you.
Great. And your last name is Maury or Murray?
Maury, M-A-U-R-Y.
Yeah, okay.
I used to tell everybody like Maury Wills, you know, but everybody doesn't remember Maury Wills anymore, so it's Maury Povich now.
So now you're with Central Texas Water Coalition, and the Central Texas Water Coalition is basically, and I'm probably going to do wrong, it's a watchdog group for the Highland Lakes to make sure that we have these big, huge dam. I have to word it right so I don't get in trouble. But LCRA is a very huge, big industry that controls the water. That, and I don't understand how the hell they can do it. But they, you know, the water it's in those lakes, folks, is owned by us. The people of Texas own that water. It is state water, and they have, now LCRA owns the dams. When they open the dam up on Buchanan, water goes through the generators, then it goes into Inks, goes through the generators, goes into Max Starkey, goes through the generators, goes into Marble Falls. What is that? What is the dam that backs up Marble Falls? Is that Max Starkey?
Is that Max Starkey?
Yeah.
Is the dam.
Okay. But then, and then it goes in, and Wirtz is LBJ. Then it goes to Mansfield. And then it goes, but yeah. When they let water out of Buchanan, it goes through all the generators, and they're saying, oh, we're letting water out for the municipalities downstream. It doesn't take that much water to for the municipalities. Or, and then they'll say, well, we have to keep the rice growing. Oh, well, we don't. The rice, yes, okay, but it doesn't take that much water for the rice. And it's cheaper for them also to buy electricity and run their pumps for the rice. And Jim, I'm going to shut up before I get in trouble. I'm fixing to start getting on my soapbox, and I don't need to get on my soapbox.
Okay.
But take off.
Well, everything you said is correct. I'm a resident. I live on Lake Buchanan, mm-hmm. and I love Lake Buchanan, and I love Burnett County and Llano County, mm-hmm. and that's why I live here. Well, and I'm a volunteer. Central Texas Water Coalition is a nonprofit group that advocates for better management of the Highland Lake,
yes.
by the LCRA. The LCRA is essentially an uncontrolled monopoly. The state of Texas, as you said, owns the surface water in the state of Texas, and the state asked the LCRA to manage that for them. And they essentially, because that's the sole source of supply of water for the farmers down on the coast and the drinking water folks around Austin, mm-hmm. 1.5 million people, that's a sole supply for those people. Mm-hmm. So they operate it with autonomy. The board is appointed by the governor, as is the president of the LCRA. So all of those guys are, I won't say good old boys because that can be a derogatory term, but the board is essentially a rubber stamp for the staff at the LCRA. So they do essentially whatever they want to do with regards to the water. And when they released the water that they did in 2011 and exacerbated mm-hmm. a drought that was already going on for 4 years, the Central Texas Water Coalition was formed by Joe Carteter because there was no one else that was advocating for better management. Mm-hmm. And we've been around for 10 years now, and we oftentimes beat our head against the wall trying to improve how the LCRA manages the Highland Lakes, but that's all that we do. We're a volunteer group. We don't make any money. We do it because we love the Highland Lakes. We love fishing. And that's it. And we constantly advocate for better. We look for different angles to get our message through to the LCRA. Nothing seems to work. The watchdogs over the LCRA, who should be, you know, on our side and advocating for the little guys, are the PUC, the TCEQ, and the Attorney General for mm-hmm, the state. Mm-hmm. But every time that we've gone to them and pled our case for something, they always side with the LCRA. The LCRA has got money, a boatload of money, mm-hmm. from their firm water customers and from their utility business to hire attorneys out the wazoo.
Mm-hmm.
And because we rely on donations from the public, we don't have the muscle that they do. So they're much more effective at defending the status quo than we are at getting it changed.
Yep.
So we always try to take the opportunity to get our message out to the public, to let them know what's going on and to ask for a little help. And I don't personally care. I talked to Joe Carteter about it yesterday, who's still the mm-hmm. president of
the coalition, and I told Joe, I said, I don't care if people donate a dollar a year to the coalition or pick up the phone and call John Hoffman and tell him that you're not happy with how the lakes are being managed. You don't like the lakes at Buchanan, I'm speaking now. You don't like Buchanan at 1,010 feet, you know. There's just so many problems with that. So we need people to help to get our message to the LCRA. The LCRA responds to only one thing, and that's negative public opinion and pressure. They don't like the state legislatures hearing from their constituents that they're not, that their constituents are unhappy with how LCRA is managing the lakes.
Yeah.
So and a phone call to John Hoffman by 500 people can be more effective than $5,000 donation to the Water Coalition. So
And also, if you live on Lake Travis and you don't like it at 657, you know, 681 being full, and it's sitting at 657 right now, and we're looking at a drought, going into a drought, and you're sitting there, damn, are we going to have another 2011? Let's hope not. But do we need to start letting them know that we are watching now? We are watching now. We have to let them know. And we don't want them to be able to do what they did on Lake LBJ, where they're going in there and putting pesticides or herbicides in to kill the moss around people's docks. And there's so much stuff that LCRA. Oh yeah, we can control that. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of that. Yeah, okay. We can do that. I've been on the wrong side of LCRA for a long time. But I've been a fishing guide on Buchanan. I've lived on Buchanan since about 72 and seen it go up and down. And now I will say one thing. I think I'm fixing to be out of time. Let's talk about, you know, the lakes going down are in 2008, 2011, and maybe we might even mention the one good thing that it happened because the lakes did go down. One good thing, that's all, just one. We'll even mention restaurants going out of business, marinas going out of business, but that's all the bad things. There was one good thing. Jim, we'll talk to you in a little bit. We're going to let the station make a little money. Stick around. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, Jim Maury with Central Texas Water Coalition. We'll be right back. Thank you, Callahan. See you in a minute, family.
Make me jump out on the highway with my bag and my guitar. If she comes or if she goes, it doesn't matter anymore. 'Cause I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man. What's going on? Hi. What's the good word there?
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory talk to me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. I fire all I got to carry. river don't run dry. You're all I got to care.
There's a resident of Lake Travis singing about the Whiskey River. I wonder if he was singing about that after 2011 or during 2011. And where did the lake go? Who the hell gives a dang? Get that bottle and let's get to drinking. Whiskey River, don't run dry. But anyway, the one good thing that came about because these lakes went down. Only one good thing. It's only one, Jim. We got some damn good cover for fish out of these lakes. But think about how many businesses went out of business. We don't, in Tao, where I live, on Lake Buchanan, we don't have a restaurant.
That's right. The High Line is gone.
Uh-huh.
Rusty's gone.
Yeah, and the High Line, you know, they went out of business. The Rusty and his wife, they went out of business and let it go back to the bank. Then the bank sold it to the people that have it now. But there's so many places that just quit and just said to hell with it, and because people wasn't coming, because Buchanan at Tao, folks, was 30 to 40 feet wide and about maybe a couple, 3 feet deep and running. And people don't come to that to go fishing. We were having to take the boat to the dam to put in to go fishing, and that made it tough on us. And that's when all the restaurants went out of business. Marinas went out of business. Even on Lake Travis, marinas went out of business. And this just does not help the economy when the lake goes dry. And then LCRA says, well, you know, we didn't build these lakes for economy. It was for the water and such as that. Oh, well, what about there was a cartoon. I sent it to Joe Carr. And it's on YouTube, and it's the Highlander. It was a cartoon about a guy. He was like a Scotsman or maybe an Irishman, and they were pushing the Highland Lakes as tourist destinations to go fishing, to go skiing. They did it back then, but now, oh no, we didn't build those lakes to be tourist destinations. We built them to hold water so we could send it down to the rice farmers and generate electricity. We built them for flood control, which they did, and we also built them for water for the municipalities, which now they charge the hell out of the municipalities. They did go up on the rice farmers a few dollars.
Yeah.
And
Ken, I'm my background is in economics, mm-hmm. and finance, mm-hmm. and I know really well how the concept of what you pay for a commodity results in how much of that commodity you use. And the LCRA, when we push on them to start charging the farmers the cost of what it takes to get the water to them, plus their share of all the other LCRA cost, they tell us that, well, we have doubled the cost of the water to the farmers since 2015. Mm-hmm. Well, if you understand what was going on back in 2015, that they could have quadrupled the cost of the water, but they were charging almost nothing, so it doesn't really matter.
Yep.
All we have ever asked is that they charge the farmers a fair share of their cost for the water, and they refuse to do that. And we have never really understood exactly why. But to case in point to your earlier statement, we participated, the CTWC participated in an economic study of what the Highland Lakes means to the economies of Llano and Burnett County. And I don't have that study
it's
in front
bunch.
Of me. But it was in the hundreds of millions of dollars. We wanted that to use as ammunition to take to the state, to our legislators and others, to show them what the damage is when the LCRA uses gross negligence and drains the lakes. And I think it's opened their eyes, but it's still taking way longer than what we had ever hoped to make those changes, get the changes that we want. Nobody knows about conservation more than sportsmen.
Yep.
And I know, as a sportsman and also a resident of Lake Buchanan, the importance of the cost, you know, of the water. And if LCRA is not going to charge the farmers for their full share of the cost of that water when they deliver it to them, then the farmers aren't going to pay as much attention to how much of that they use. The more they use, the more they drain the lakes. The more they drain Travis, the higher the exposure of the volunteer fire departments is to not having any water, you know, to fight fires. And it just goes on and on. But that the economy of our counties is tied directly to the lakes, and it has nothing to do with recreation. It has to do with, you know, recreation, yes, but the school taxes, you know, property taxes, and it just restaurants being full, hotels being full. It just means almost everything to our counties. I've retired now, but I've lived all over the country, and I've owned a lot of homes and property around the country. This is the only place that I have ever lived where I had my taxes, my property taxes, lowered. And it was lowered by Burnett County during the drought. You know, I don't know the dates of the drought.
Right.
After 2011 and the LCRA drained the lakes, so much damage was done to the property values around the lakes that the county had no other choice but to lower our property taxes. I didn't have waterfront property any longer.
No.
I had water view property.
And just a little bit of view out there.
So for those other people who are having to shoulder the property tax and the school tax burdens, when they lower mine, somebody else has to pick it up.
Yep.
So everybody's involved when the economies are damaged by poor management of the lakes.
Yep. You know, I know I've visited with some of the rice farmers over the years. Yeah, I'm a fishing guy. I have been a fishing guide on Buchanan. I started in 1981, and I don't know if you ever heard of Thurman Bend or Hudson Bend on Lake Travis. That was my kinfolk. I want to talk about how many minutes we got here, Eric. About a minute. Yeah, we're going to talk about it on the other side. I want to tell some stories on how LCRA came in and says, we're going to build these dams, so we need your property, and would you donate it to us, or maybe we'll give you a little bit of money, and we're going to put electricity into your cabins, into your houses, and we're going to build jobs, and we're going to talk about what the rice farmers told me that they told their grandpas on the other side and great grandpas. We got a break here. So, Jim, let's talk one more segment. So, family, we got to get out of here. We got Jim Marion with Central Texas Water Coalition. Got to thank Callahan's General Store. Thank y'all, and see you on the other side, family.
And heartache number two was when you come back again.
You came back and never meant to stay. Now I've got heartaches by the number.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around.
Hey, family, we got Jim Maury on with Central Texas Water Coalition. And, Jim, I've been in this part of the world, let's see, my great-great uncle had the, Ben Milam had the second charter to bring people into Texas when it was still right behind Stephen F. Austin, yeah. And so my family have lived around Pardinalis River, the Colorado, for years. The Milams, the Hudsons, the Coxes, the Prayers, the Johnsons, the Glasses, and a bunch of them, they all came to Texas from the Tennessee, Kentucky area.
Generational land you have.
Yes, yes. Well, Hudson Ben and Thurman Ben were my kinfolk. My great-grandmother was a Thurman. And so I know how they came in. LCR said, we're going to take this land. We need it. And it, by the way, it is the best. It's bottom land, folks. This was the best land that these people had. This is what they made their life on, was that land. And they said, hey, we want to take that land. We need to build this dam. And we're going to bring electricity to your house. We're going to bring jobs to the country, this part of the country. And yes, consequently, they did all of that. But at the same time, they were telling people up here, they were telling people down around the rice farmers, yes, we're going to dam this lake up, this river up, so it won't flood your rice farms. And you're going to have water from now on. And because that water up there is y'all's. It's y'all's water. And you go talk to a rice farmer right now, and a rice farmer says, that water in those rivers was told to my grandpa, it was his water. My great-grandpa, it was his water. And that's the way they look at this water. And now LCRA comes along and says, okay, we got to do this, we got to do that. That now all of a sudden they change their perspective, the way they do things now. And, you know, they told both groups of people what they needed to hear to get what they wanted. And that's, I don't know if I'm getting my point across, but, oh, yeah, Eric says, yeah, they were, might have been told a story too.
You might have been bamboozled.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, bamboozled. I like that one. But, yeah, my family has been here many, 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 many years, if not maybe several hundred years. And, yeah, I've seen it happen. I've been on, you know, been on these lakes. My daddy helped build Mansfield Dam. My grandpa, my mama's side helped build Mansfield Dam. They drove the little trucks, and yeah, I've seen it happen and seen what. Oh, my wife's family, they lived on Buchanan, and they, you know, they were out there cutting the brush and getting the trees out and all that. And then Callahan's General Store, one of the guys there, he was up here cutting cedar to send down to Austin, float it down on rafts on the Colorado to take it to Austin to use for Cedar Post. So I've heard so many stories about all of this. And at one time, LCRA, I think, was what they wanted to be. They wanted to help people. But now LCRA is, they do what they want to do, and they don't give a damn about nobody else, and that's where I'll stop. And I shouldn't have said that. LCRA is out for LCRA.
Ken, there's some information that people need to understand, and that is that historically, and I don't know how far back in time this goes, mm-hmm. but when it originated, but once upon a time, all of those farmers in those three or four rice districts mm-hmm. below Travis owned senior water rights mm-hmm. out of the Colorado River and in the Highland Lakes. But over time, starting in the 50s, I think, and probably ending in the 70s, 80s, and again, I'm guessing here, mm-hmm. they sold their senior water rights to the LCRA for several million dollars. So they once had senior water rights. They sold them for several million dollars, and now they're expecting, as you yeah, mentioned earlier, to get water for nothing.
And they have a 36-inch water line that runs to Corpus or Victoria or somewhere over there, and they're selling water for drinking over there. Now, I won't. Oh, it's crazy, Jim, what they can do down there. So
yeah, and the LCRA still has what they call a public service fund mm-hmm. that they put money that they earn into, and out of that public service fund they make grants to people, and I'm not saying this is directly, but the people that they make these grants to are people who might otherwise want to challenge some of the LCRA's practices. But if I'm a small volunteer fire department and the LCRA comes along and wants to make a $30,000 annual grant to my fire department so I can mm-hmm. buy myself a new tanker truck or a pumper truck,
yep.
is that fire station likely to show up at a hearing to oppose what the LCRA wants to do with the lake levels, dropping them down where they're at risk for the fire department not being able to get water for his truck? Probably not, because he's gotten $35,000, you know, for his inventory in the years past. So, you know, that happens dozens of times a year.
Jim, what you just said is you don't bite the hand that feeds you.
That's right.
Tell them how to find everything. I know I'm fixing to be out of time, my friend.
Well, that's why I said the LCRA is an unregulated monopoly.
Yep.
And if I can just say one more
sure.
thing, if anyone is interested in our organization, we have a website for Central Texas Water Coalition. We also have a Facebook page. And if you can go to either of those places, you can learn in much more detail what our organization is about. And if you're akin to supporting what we do, we hope that you do that. You can either do it financially, or if you don't want to do it financially, you can volunteer. If you don't want to volunteer, you can help us when it's time to pick up the phone and call the LCRA and complain, because that's what they don't like.
Jim, thank you so very much, my friend. We'll do what we can do, I guarantee you. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. I appreciate your show.
Tell Joe Carr I said hello.
I will soon, and I'll be listening to my self-talk.
That'll work. It's good. Thank you, Jim. Hey, family. Well, we're almost out of time. We got about another minute.
Somewhere around there.
Okay, so.
Around a minute.
Well, you know, I really appreciate it.
He was really informative.
He was
good. I didn't realize everything that LCRA did.
Oh, LCRA was
under their control.
Huge.
That was just given to them.
Yeah.
There you go. It's yours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember voting on that.
Well, you know who wrote their bylaws? LBJ and Sam Rayburn.
ELBJ? Wow.
Yeah. And they wrote the bylaws. Also, it was much after the Tennessee River Valley Authority.
TVA?
Yeah. Much alike. And that's where I'll stop. I know we're fixing to be out of time, folks. Be sure to go to Callahan's and say thank you. They're our sponsor for the show. And they do a great job. They have everything we need in Texas. Us Texans need is at Callahan's. For the garden, for the yard, for the ranch, for the farm, for the pets, animals, for the farm animals, you name it, they got it. Tell them thank you, and Ken Milam sent you by. Folks, family, thank y'all so very much. We'll see y'all next Sunday. Same bat channel, same bat place. Y'all be good, family. See you then. Y'all be good. Bye.
After all I witnessed, one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas.